This is Afternoons with Carl Langdon on 6PR, the voice of Perth.
Now, we have Rena in Balcatta. G'day, Rena.
Hi, how you going?
Good. Dr. Vegano is listening.
Right, okay. We've got a cat who, she's probably about 6 years old.
Mm.
And just in the last probably 2 months now, she's just continuously just follows our shadows, or shadows in general.
Mm.
And we're finding ourselves having to turn off lights in the house and all that, because she's just, every move we make, there's a shadow, she's jumping at it and getting in front of our feet. So just don't know whether there's something wrong or something that we need to
imagine there would be, Rena. It's mostly, though, it's surprising. How old's the cat now?
Well, about six.
About six. It's unusual to develop that sort of behaviour at that age. I've got dogs particularly, less extent cats, who do follow shadows. One dog that actually follows the flickering of, if you're wearing a ring or something, and the ring will cast a sparkle on the floor.
Yeah.
The dog will jump at those sorts of things. But that dog's been doing it forever. And normally with an animal that is so acute that notices those things, they do it from day one. Cats are very aware of shadows, as dogs are. Their rod cells in their eyes are better developed than ours, so they detect movement better than we do.
Mm-hmm.
And so I guess it's a matter of whether the animal is one of these highly excitable or an ADD cat or an ADD dog, where they notice everything and they're onto everything. I can't imagine why medically a cat would start to do that due to some sort of anomaly. I can't imagine that there would be. Certainly in dogs that start to chase at shadows and bark at shadows, that can be the early signs of epilepsy, but I doubt, I've not seen it in cats.
Right, okay. So she's never, obviously when they're kittens, etc., they play with the shadow, etc., but she's just in the last couple of months, literally we are now finding ourselves turning off lights in the house so that she's not getting in front of our feet or the shadow's just continuously jumping at it.
Unless it's a learnt characteristic and there are other cats in the area that she's seen through the windows as a shadow, maybe that she's jumping at that. Heard the term jumping at shadows, sorry.
Right, okay. That's different, yeah. All right, so there's nothing really to be concerned about.
I would have thought not, but next time you take her in, just get her eyes checked and all those sorts of things as well. But I can't think off the top of my head of something that's likely to be, flagging a problem.
Right. Okay. No, great.
Now, Brad has called to ask Tony, who is a Geelong, a very proud Geelong man, and he was talking about his beloved cats prior to coming on the radio. It was during the 1 o'clock news. So it was about 40-odd minutes ago that he was talking to me about it, and he actually asked me who I thought would win, and I think I gave the wrong answer. Brad has called to ask Tony, have you got enough first aid kits for all the wounded cats after this weekend's footy fixture? He knows you well.
He must do, yeah. Well, I just remind him of the bloke who plays at full forward for the Cats, and I think he's going to arc up this weekend, the monster. Tommy Hawkins. I think we'll be able to look after
ourselves. What about Franklin at the other end? Are your cats going to have enough?
Pussy cat. Lonigan plays well on Franklin.
You're going to pull the feathers out of those swans, are you?
No, I don't. Look, I think in the heart of hearts, they're a great side and they're well coached. Good, great club. Be a good game.
So who are you tipping?
Tipping Geelong.
Of course. See, he's biased. BJ and Corrine. Hello, BJ.
G'day, Carl. G'day, Tony. How you going?
G'day, BJ.
I was just ringing. There was a chap on before. I just caught the back end of it.
Yeah.
Who's chasing a good eye surgeon.
Yep.
For his dog. Yeah, I could recommend one, mate.
Sure, you can recommend it. I'm not supposed to, but you can.
Yeah, now you can.
Yeah, no worries. I did say to the young lass, said, do you want to do it on there? I said, no, it's all good. She said, go on, give my plug.
Yeah, so, you can do, sure.
Yeah, no, so it's Colin Sherry.
Yes.
Yep, at Champion Lake Vet Centre.
Yeah, I know Colin well. Yep, absolutely.
Yeah, no, top bloke, and the whole organisation was really good, mate. I recommend him highly.
Yes, so, well, that's good news.
My dog had the wee eyelid turned inside.
Yes, an entropion. Yep,
entropion. That's it. And what it was doing, the eyelashes is only a pup. He's only 3-4 months old. The eyelashes were wearing away at his eye, and it ulcerated it, and he would have lost his sight 100%.
Yep.
He lost his eye. Colin sorted him out, and now he's good as new.
Yeah, I know Colin well, and he's a nice guy, and I think it's always nice to hear good stories about other practitioners and other veterinarians and specialists when they do good jobs to get that affirmation of that sort of thing.
Nothing better in business than to hear an endorsement like that, BJ. Thanks for taking the time to ring in.
Absolutely. No dramas.
Good on you. Megan has called back to ask, is human antibiotic ointment, say Bactroban, okay to use on stray cats' eyes?
Megan, I wouldn't be using Bactroban in the eye anyway, but what I would use is the safest thing to use in an animal that's got a weepy eye before you've got any veterinary sort of input would be Clorsig, which you can buy across the counter anyway. It's just chloramphenicol ointment, and you don't need a script for it, and that can't do any harm. The problem with using some of the more specific eye medications, particularly one with steroids in it, if you've got an ulcer or what have you, then it'll in fact make things worse. But I wouldn't be using Bactroban in the eye itself. It's more for skin, but certainly the Clorsig. CHLORSIG can be bought from a chemist without a script, and it does. It can do no harm, and if it is an infection, it will help.
Okay. Thanks, Megs. Hope you got that. Obviously, she's not online, but hopefully she got that. Robert in Mandurah. G'day, Rob.
Yeah, hi, guys. How you going?
Good.
G'day, Rob.
I've got a question. I've got two Siberian Huskies.
Yep.
One's a pup, one's 2 years. And actually, it's a side point. He came from a shelter from Husky and Malamute Rescue,
yep.
And can't recommend them enough. The $500 that it cost us for him was money well spent. He's such a good dog.
Well, that's great to hear, Robert, because I think it's terrific to give a stray dog a home, and I don't think it's unreasonable to have to pay that sort of money for a beautiful dog.
De-sexed, we got visited, they made sure everything was good, they checked him out with our dog to make sure they were compatible, and it was great.
Oh, that's good to hear. Good to hear.
My question is with regards to leads. I've always been a believer in the wrong term, but the choker chain for the dogs are pulled quite hard. But
yeah, we call them check collars, Robert, in this day and age of political correctness. But yeah, I know what you mean. The chains, the choker chains. I come from the era when we called them that too. Yeah, go on.
These new ones that have the connection down around underneath their throat that is like a harness, and then when they pull it, pulls them to the side.
Yes, I think they're very good. I think if you've got a dog that lunges with a check collar or a chain, then you do need something which prevents the dog from lunging into the collar and pulling them from the side, either using the gentle leader or the halty or some of these other leads which actually pull from below the jaw rather than at the neck are very good. So there are a lot of check collars which are useful. Best thing to do if the dog is seeing a behaviourist or your local vet, they're probably in a better position to actually explain to you the wheres and whyfores of these different leads and collars, and they're called corrective collars now these days, and corrective leads. If the dog is lunging, then you would use even a harness, but certainly the gentle leader is a very good one, all that concept of collar lead.
Now, Rob has dropped off, so we won't be able to engage him in any more of the conversation, but we'd like to engage you, and if you haven't rung the station before, our number is 922-11882. If you've been sitting back listening to this segment, well, you've only got 10 more minutes to get involved, so pick up the phone and do that right now, particularly if you haven't called before. We don't bite, us two in here. We've been well trained. It's 14 minutes to two.
Adam Shan from The Drive Show, where we discussed a poll that found nearly half of us are in favour of a ban on Muslim immigration.
People like myself got marginalised. No one would listen. I had phobed this or phobed that.
How do you think our Aboriginal nations felt when this country was colonised by boatloads of convicted criminals?
Join Adam Shand on Drive today from 3 on 882 6PR. The voice of Perth.
Go your own way with the Isuzu D-Max Tourmate. The perfect touring partner. Packed with over 5 grand worth of accessories, including a canopy, weather shields, tow bar kit, plus loads more. Pick up the Isuzu D-Max Tourmate 4x4 LSM Auto for just $44,990 drive away. Or for more bells and whistles, get the Tourmate 4x4 LSU Auto for just $48,990 drive away. For terms and conditions, hurry to your local Isuzu ute dealer today.
The NSA is really tracking every cell phone in the world.
Traitor, hero, soldier, spy.
They're going to come for me. They're going to come for all of you too.
Snowden, in cinemas now.
Step right up, folks, for the great IGA Market Day sale this Friday, 23rd of September. All your favourite seasonal fruit, veggies and choice cuts. Unbelievably tasty prices. But hurry, the IGA Market Day is one day only this Friday.
For that cool, comfortable feeling, you need Ambien Ambience Air.
Holy icicles. Ambience Air's super spring sale is on now. Be rescued from the heat with up to 30% off Panasonic, Fujitsu and Samsung ducted reverse cycle systems. Plus, save hundreds on BreezeAir whole of home evaporative coolers. Own yours now with 6 month low start finance. 1300 Ambience or ambienceair.com.au.
Call Ambience Air.
That wasn't your phone. It was a sound effect. But when you first heard it, did you look around for your phone? Did you pick it up and check it? If you did, chances are you're not one of WA's 800,000 Zero Heroes, drivers with zero demerits. But if you are a Zero Hero, use your influence to make a difference and help keep our roads safe. Thanks to all our Zero Heroes. Authorised by the State Government, Perth, spoken by Mia Martin.
Have a property to rent? Need your investment property managed? De Freitas and Ryan continue to save their growing number of wonderful clients a load of money with their flat 10% of the rent fee. No more letting fees, no more inspection fees, just first-class property management for 10% of the rent. And now they're servicing from Yanchep to Mandurah. To make the switch, call Miguel De Freitas or Rod Ryan on 94996000. That's 94996000. DeFreitasRyan.com.au.
Western Cabinets don't just design and build kitchens for homes. They create kitchens for living. Western Cabinets offer everything from bespoke designs to quality manufacturing and complete renovation solutions. Western Cabinets are your one-stop shop for the best designers in Western Australia, custom manufacturing and stunning unique designs. Visit their award-winning kitchen showroom in Osborne Park or head to westerncabinets.com.au and be inspired.
Until 3, you're listening to Carl Langdon on 6PR, the voice of Perth.
And Dr. Tony Vigano, who you'll find when he's not in the 6PR studio at the Swanbourne Vet Centre. So if you've got an issue with your pets and you need some help, make sure that you give his team a call. You'll find him online and obviously down there in Swanee. Now, we go to Fiona in Secret Harbour. G'day, Fee.
Hello. I've got a 7-month-old male Abyssinian kitten, and he's sitting out the window and he looks like he wants to go outside. So I want to start introducing him outside, but obviously I don't want him to run away.
No. Has he been de-sexed, Fiona?
He's come from a breeder, so he's been de-sexed.
Okay. Well,
just quickly, Doctor. Just quickly, I'm sorry to butt in, Fiona, but what I need to do, because she is a busy lady, is that Max Strack, who is in the bureau, in the office, bim.gov.au, and it's been raining out there, Max.
It certainly has. Yeah, we've had about 8 millimetres out of this the showers associated with the cold front that's moved through this morning. So not a bad drop at all.
When's it going to stop, or are we going to see it hang around for a little while?
Well, it actually looks like the back of the band of showers is just moving across the city now. So I should start to see a break in the weather for this afternoon. But unfortunately, we've got another cold front coming through tonight. So we'll see some showers developing again after about 10 p.m.
And into the weekend, is it going to continue?
Yeah, they'll continue throughout tomorrow, but probably clearing in the afternoon. And then we should have a fairly clear morning on Saturday morning, although pretty cold. We'll get a minimum of 7 degrees. And then some showers developing on Saturday night, and they'll continue throughout Sunday.
Perfect. Brilliant. Thank you very much.
No problem.
And if you want some more information about weather, bom.gov.au. Now, sorry for butting in, you two. So, Doctor and Fiona, I'm just going to sit back. It's back to you two. Here you go.
Thank you.
Okay, Fiona, I got the gist of it. How do you introduce it? You say it was a Bengal?
No, Abyssinian.
Oh, Abyssinian, right. Okay, so the answer to the question is carefully, because a kitten like that's going to get into all sorts of trouble. We're now entering the spring period where the young toms, and there are still a few around, are very aggressive, very territorial, and so I've seen lots of young kittens and younger cats that have been de-sexed, and even ones that haven't, get cleaned up badly by these marauding toms. So you've got to be very careful.
Okay.
And even put a lead on the cat to start with, so it doesn't jump the fence and so on. Get used to the idea, maybe an enlarged cat enclosure. These are still coming to Perth, the cat enclosures. They're a great idea. You'll see them in the eastern states and in Europe particularly, where people keep their cats inside, but they allow them an area of the backyard, it might even be half the backyard, enclosed with a netting, so the cat can go out there and experience the outside without having to actually deal with the intruders. And so that might be something useful as well. But just be careful, be there for it, but I would suggest that keep it on a lead to start with.
Okay.
And just gradually, you know, introduce it to the environment.
Fantastic. Thank you.
Good on you, Fiona. Let's go to Toby in Padbury. G'day, Toby.
Hey, Carl, Tony. Look, I've got a 2-year-old American Staffy. Now, he has still got his nuts.
Yeah.
He was socialised, like, very well as a puppy and gets along with other dogs fine. It's just I find now the problem is other dogs. So other male unsterilised dogs.
Yep.
And so basically I can't take the risk of taking him out in public anymore because of that risk that another dog might go in. Is there anything else that I can sort of do to make him like less of a threat to, I suppose, those other dogs?
Well, I suppose I know exactly what you're talking about, Toby. I've got Staffies and had Staffies, and I know male, particularly American Staffies, can be a little bit dog aggressive. As they get older, they feel their oats. At the age of 2, he's well and truly done that. Is there any reason you're keeping him in tire?
I've got a sort of an agreement with the breeder, so once he's done his thing, then I will do it because, like, he's a friendly dog. He gets along with everybody else. It's just I can't trust other people's dogs.
Well,
I
think I liken those sort of dogs to, down the pub, everyone's been having a good time and there's a bit of a brawl and the guy's standing there and he's just taking his jacket off and says, I'll be in this, you know, and my Staffy's the same. She'll, if she sees a stout, she says, I could be part of this.
So these are the blokes with the big ones,
right? So I suggest that that you probably get the dog. So it's not too late to take the dog to dog obedience classes and get the cues.
Yep.
And the cues are the phrases that you use. And it's important to have the recall is most important with dogs. And so you should be able to recall the dog in any circumstances because that's what you'll get pinged at or pinged by the council. That's where it can become a bit messy. So if you can't, the only other thing would be if there's no chance they're going to use him as if you want to keep him in tire, and that's your prerogative, there is a product called Suprelorin, which comes in a 6 or 12 monthly pellet injection, and that will reduce. It's like an anti-androgen. It'll stop his maleness to a certain extent without going to that ultimate of castrating him, so that you can always withdraw that later and he can still mate and so on, and you might find him just a little bit easier to handle. But I know the sort of dog you're talking about. They're lovely, but they do, if you're going to be in it, I'm going to be in it sort of thing. And so
that's it.
So I think to start with, I wouldn't medicate him. I think you've got to try and get hold of him, control of him yourself, and that is going to a dog obedience class and getting those cues and those things to do where you can recall him without a shadow of a doubt he'll come back to you. And also then if you've still got a bit of a problem, then I would suggest considering something like Suprelorin, which is a reversible de-sexing, if you like. Yeah.
And if later down the track I will get him de-sexed, if it's like 3 or 4 years
fine.
Is he still going to have the remnants of...
There'll be some degree of it, but it'll certainly be... He'll be less likely to get into brawls.
Lovely. Easy done.
Okay. Hang on, we might get a quick one from Mark. Thank you, Toby. Mark and Waruna, g'day. Quickly, Mark, if you can.
G'day, Carl and Tony. Thanks for the show. Listen, we've just got a bit of a behavioural problem with our dog. Again, we've grabbed him from Shenton Park.
Yep.
And I can't say enough about how good they are
down there.
But we put him outside because he's a 35-kilo dog. It's a cross between a Labrador and a Shar Pei.
Mm.
And when we have the grandkids and that come over, they go close to the sliding door, approach the door, and he's starting to get very vicious and attacking the gloves. And every other time, he's the perfect dog. He's the best dog that we've ever owned. He's very companionable.
Yeah.
Really like a lap dog.
Mark, I think it's really important.
Yeah,
it's very important we discuss this. So I tell you what, I'll talk to you off air if the program's running behind, but you stay on the line, I'll come out and talk to you off air because I think this is a really important issue with this dog.
Dr. Tony Vigano, he's been awesome, absolutely brilliant. You'll find him at the Swanboard Vet Centre.